looking at this text over this past week, I kept puzzling over why Jesus weeps at Lazarus's tomb, especially because Jesus knew what was going to happen. The reading tells us that. He says right up front, this is for God's glory. He knows Lazarus's illness will not lead to Lazarus's death. Even when he's told Lazarus has died, he doesn't worry. He knows he can bring Lazarus back. One reason he weeps, I think, is because he's overcome with the grief of Lazarus's sisters and all those who had gathered with them to mourn. Crying is natural when you're experiencing grief. These past few years with the pandemic, I've certainly felt grief and shed tears, and I expect I will continue to do so. I think that that is part of the healing process. There are tears that need to be shed. But I wonder if perhaps Jesus' tears of grief are not only for Lazarus, but also for himself and what he knows lies ahead. Right after Jesus brings back Lazarus, there are meetings among leaders of the community who feel Jesus is putting the community in danger. They fear the Romans will destroy them because of Jesus. There's even an ethical debate amongst them about the rightness of killing one man rather than allowing all the people to be destroyed. So after this act of raising Lazarus, everything changes, everything shifts. Jesus begins his ineluctable journey to Jerusalem. He makes his triumphant entry into Jerusalem in the next chapter. He gathers with the disciples for a meal for Passover, washes their feet, gives them a new commandment, goes with them to a garden, and this all leads to his betrayal, arrest, trial, and death. Jesus knows all these things. He tells the disciples these things are going to happen. Perhaps for this one moment, the humanness of him wins out, and he feels grief at Lazarus' tomb just before Lazarus comes back to life. He knows what is ahead. Everything shifts in this gospel after this story, not just for Jesus, but also for Lazarus. Lazarus has a second chance for life. He lives again. We don't know how many more years Lazarus lived. We can only speculate what he did with this time he was given. We can only speculate about any changes he might have made in his life. Did his priorities change? Did he have a different perspective? Did he re-examine what he valued and try to live a life more true to those new values? Did he live differently, having been given new life? Would this cause you to live your life differently? My answer to the question about whether I would live my new life differently is, I get to do that every day. Because after Jesus resurrected Lazarus, and after he began his journey to the cross and his death, he too was resurrected. And on Easter, we will see Jesus coming back from the dead. And this brings me and all of us new life. A new life that includes forgiveness of sin, a new life that includes eternal life. And I get to decide every day what to do with that. And so do you. We have all been given the gift that Jesus gave Lazarus. God, through the gift, the grace of Jesus, gives us a chance to live differently, like Lazarus We've all been given a new life. It can be a hard thing to remember. It's in some ways an unbelievable concept. When we get caught up in the lives we live now, the busyness of work and school and play and kids and parents and friends, we don't always stop to think about the new life we've been given. And right now, many of us are trying to remember and adjust to old routines as we begin to pick up some of our life before coronavirus, while at the same time trying to figure out how life will be different in this new time. There is a lot to distract us. That's one reason why I think this is an especially important time to ground ourselves within our faith and our faith community. This will give you an opportunity to focus on the new life we've been given. Lent is also a great time to take up new spiritual practices and get ready for the new life that Easter will bring us. Every day, because of Jesus, we get to stop and think, how will I live out this new life I have been given? What will I do differently? How will I live differently? Because on Easter morning, just like at the empty tomb when Lazarus comes out, everything changes. Amen.